在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
The disgrace of Rome, the misfortunes of Italy, and the loss of the West. Under the succeeding reigns, the alliance of the two empires was restored. But the aid of the Oriental Romans was tardy, doubtful, and ineffectual, and the national schism of the Greeks and Latins was enlarged by the perpetual difference of language and manners, of interests, and even of religion.Yet the salutary event approved in some measure the judgment of Constantine. During a long period of decay, his impregnable city repelled the victorious armies of barbarians, protected the wealth of Asia, and commanded, both in peace and war, the important straits which connect the Euxine and Mediterranean seas. The foundation of Constantinople more essentially contributed to the preservation of the East than to the ruin of the West.As the happiness of a future life is the great object of religion, we may hear without surprise or scandal that the introduction, or at least the abuse of Christianity, had some influence on the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. The clergy successfully preached the doctrines of patience and pusillanimity. The active virtues of society were discouraged, and the last remains of military spirit were buried in the cloister.A large portion of public and private wealth was consecrated to the specious demands of charity and devotion, and the soldiers' pay was lavished on the useless multitudes of both sexes who could only plead the merits of abstinence and chastity. Faith, zeal, curiosity, and the more earthly passions of malice and ambition kindled the flame of theological discord.The church and even the state were distracted by religious factions, whose conflicts were sometimes bloody and always implacable. The attention of the emperors was diverted from camps to synods. The Roman world was oppressed by a new species of tyranny, and the persecuted sects became the secret enemies of their country. Yet party spirit, however pernicious or absurd, is a principle of union as well as of dissension.The bishops, from 1800 pulpits, inculcated the duty of passive obedience to a lawful and orthodox sovereign. Their frequent assemblies and perpetual correspondence maintained the communion of distant churches, and the benevolent temper of the gospel was strengthened, though confined, by the spiritual alliance of the Catholics. The sacred indolence of the monks was devoutly embraced by a servile and effeminate age.But if superstition had not afforded a decent retreat, the same vices would have tempted the unworthy Romans to desert from baser motives the standard of the Republic. Religious precepts are easily obeyed which indulge and sanctify the natural inclinations of their votaries. But the pure and genuine influence of Christianity may be traced in its beneficial, though imperfect, effects on the barbarian proselytes of the North.If the decline of the Roman Empire was hastened by the conversion of Constantine, his victorious religion broke the violence of the fall and mollified the ferocious temper of the conquerors. After the fall of the Roman Empire in the West, an interval of 50 years, till the memorable reign of Justinian, is faintly marked by the obscure names and imperfect annals of Zeno, Anastasius, and Justin, who successfully ascended the throne of Constantinople.During the same period, Italy revived and flourished under the government of a Gothic king who might have deserved a statue among the best and bravest of the ancient Romans. Theodoric the Ostrogoth, the 14th in lineal descent of the royal line of the Amali, was born in the neighborhood of Vienna, 2 years after the death of Attila. A recent victory had restored the independence of the Ostrogoths.And the three brothers, Valamir, Theodemir, and Vidimir, who ruled that warlike nation with united councils, had separately pitched their habitations in the fertile, though desolate, province of Pannonia. The Huns still threatened their revolted subjects, but their hasty attack was repelled by the single forces of Valamir, and the news of his victory reached the distant camp of his brother in the same auspicious moment that the favorite concubine of Theodemir was delivered of a son and heir.In the 8th year of his age, Theodoric was reluctantly yielded by his father to the public interest, as the pledge of an alliance which Leo, Emperor of the East, had consented to purchase by an annual subsidy of 300 pounds of gold. The royal hostage was educated to Constantinople with care and tenderness. His body was formed to all the exercises of war, his mind was expanded by the habits of liberal conversation. He frequented the schools of the most skillful masters, but he disdained or neglected the arts.